If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Hey, good looking. Whoa, whoa, you got cooking. How's about cooking something over me?
Eat it.
Make that 12:34. It's food time. Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. The award-winning All Things Edible program heard every Sunday at this time. Today we're going meatless on the Food Time show as we kick off the Lenten season. Probably the number one thing that people give up for Lent is meat. Every year, we try to spend a little time talking about some meatless alternatives. Now more than ever, there are so many options for meatless recipes. I mean, a lot of people go, you know, meatless during the year. They don't have to wait for Lent to do it. But I wanted to offer some ideas. And for that, we go to our longtime friends at the Chicago Diner, which has two locations, the original at 3411 North Halsted, and their second location, 2333 North Milwaukee Avenue. Jose Martinez is the chef for the Chicago Diner, and we welcome you to the show. Hi, Jose.
Hey, hi. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us on the radio today.
Yeah, nice to have you here with us. You, I don't know how long you've been with Chicago Diner, but I remember when the restaurant first opened years ago, and it was a little bit of an eclectic experience to go to a, you know, an all-vegetarian restaurant. You know, what kind of crazy talk is that back in the day? But now it's very, very mainstream. Can you talk a little about how this trend has grown?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've been with the Chicago Diner for about 7 years already, 7 years. I've you know, worked at, you know, some recipes there for the restaurant, and, you know, I mean, it's nice that people, you know, they've been going into more of a plant-based eating, healthier, yeah. Obviously healthier eating. Yeah. And I mean, it's interesting how everything's changing right now, you know, everything. It's more about, you know, it's not even, you know, most of our customers might not even be, you know, vegan or vegetarian. You know, it's just a comfort food, you know, for them.
Yeah, it's just another dining option for them now.
Yes, it is.
I mean, right. you know that meatless eating is becoming more mainstream when you can get something at Burger King that it's, you know, that's, or Dunkin' Donuts that's plant-based. Every place has something that's plant-based right now. But really, I think in Chicago, nobody does it better than the Chicago Diner. Before we talk about your Chicago Diner cookbook and some of the things that people can do at home, tell me, like, what are some of the most popular things that you serve at the restaurants?
So our most popular items there, you know, obviously are, you know, the Reuben sandwich, which is one of our top sellers there. This is one of the sandwiches that's, you know, it's even pictured on the front of our cookbook. That's one of our main sellers. And obviously we go through the, you know, milkshakes. We got vegan, non-dairy milkshakes. Subsetters, and you know, there's a few other sandwiches like the gyros, black bean burgers, you know, stuff like that. You know, those are our top sellers there at the restaurant.
Yeah, let me back up to the Reuben sandwich for a minute, which is generally corned beef or pastrami, that is with sauerkraut and Thousand Island dressing right now. How do you pull that off meatless?
So we have a protein at the restaurant, which is our main item at the restaurant, where we, you know, everything we make, it's from scratch. It's our own recipes. Everything that we make, you know, we cook it at our prep kitchen. It's a protein called seitan.
Okay, all right.
Which gives you that texture of meat. Obviously, you know, would, you know, tie in protein and you know, we basically marinate it with the recipes that's in the cookbook. You know, we use beets for marination on it. And for color, obviously, that is our meat substitute, seitan.
And in its original form, really does not have a taste until you add a taste to it. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can marinate seitan any way you want. You know, you'll get any flavor that you want, that you're looking for. You know, out of seitan. Seitan is basically your protein, your meat.
Right. So if you take your seitan and you marinate it in beets, so it turns the color of corned beef, and then you marinate it with some of the spices that might be used in order to corn a brisket of beef. Now you're talking about seitan that tastes like corned beef, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously you add your sauerkraut and your Thousand Island, which make that the Reuben, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so you still use conventional Thousand Island dressing and...
We make our own. We make our own dressing. So we have our non-dairy, our own vegan mayonnaise that we make in our... Everything's from scratch. Everything that we make is from our recipes from scratch. You know, all of our dressings we make in-house. And all like that.
Yeah, know? And the other recipes that you had talked about, the plant-based gyros sandwiches. I imagine same thing with seitan, that you you spice a certain way so it tastes like it's a beef counterpart.
Exactly. You know, we give our own marinade for every item that we have in our cookbook, or every item that we have in the restaurant. You know, it's still, you know, we still add, you know, seitan. You still have other proteins like tofu, right? But I mean, if you marinate it the right way, you'll get the good taste out of anything that you actually do with seitan or tofu.
I've had tofu. Some people don't like they just don't like tofu just because it's tofu. But if it's prepared properly, it's really quite delicious. You know, depending
it
on
it is. It all comes down to how you marinate it, how you cook it. You know.
Yeah, and I've seen these things in the grocery store. So I mean, it's not something wild or exotic. Both seitan and tofu. Tofu you can find anywhere, but most stores now even sell the seitan that I guess you can buy it already marinated, or you can buy it in its raw form and marinate it yourself at home, and prepare it any way you want at home, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting how plant-based food has been revolutionizing over the time. You know, back in the day, off at the diner, you know, Joe and Mickey, you know, they didn't have access to all these ingredients that we now have.
Right.
So now, you know, have so many, like, you know, so many restaurants or companies making their own vegan substitution or your own vegan food or plant-based. It's just, you know, you have a huge amount of
many more options now. I remember back in the day when the original owners of Chicago Diners and Chef Mickey and Joe, I would have them on the show because they would talk about. I'd have them on to talk about meatless Thanksgiving. And, you know, what you guys do for Thanksgiving. And if I remember right, that was seitan that they were preparing back then as well with turkey spices and things to make a meatless or plant-based turkey and stuffing and all the usual Thanksgiving things, except there was nothing turkey about it.
Right. Right now, what we're doing, our new, now that we do Thanksgiving, so now our stuffed, or we call it stuffed roast. Now, you know, it's made out of tofu actually, and we still use the stuffing in the stuffed roast.
Yeah. Let me take a quick break, Jose, and we'll come back. I want to talk about some recipes that people can try at home that are, meatless, plant-based, however you want to call it, for the Lenten season, for breakfast, you know, for dinner, for lunch, for desserts, you know, things like that that people can make the next 35 days or so a little easier for them, or just to make things,
change up your diet a little bit.
Exactly right.
Jose, on the healthy side, yes.
Yeah, Jose Martinez is the chef from Chicago Diner in Chicago, probably the preeminent meatless restaurant, vegetarian, vegan restaurant in Chicago. 12:45, Dean Richards Food Time Show. Chicago Radio's only cooking and dining show. Today going meatless. Help you in the Lenten season. Coming weeks, we'll be talking all seafood. If you've got some ideas or topics that you'd like us to get to, just drop us a line anytime on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Love hearing from you. Chef Jose Martinez from the Chicago Diner is on the line with us. So, Chef, you know, people want to try some recipes at home. You know, it's Sunday. It's brunch time right now. What would be some, you know, meatless choices for brunch?
Hey, so, yeah, I mean, for brunch, I mean, we can go ahead and, you know, we can do some substitute our eggs for, you know, scrambled tofu, scrambled egg tofu, you know. You can marinate with turmeric, you know, garlic, salt, pepper. Turmeric is what gives you that, you know, yellow color of the egg.
Okay.
Other options that we can have on there, you know, you can have biscuits and gravy. We have a recipe for a gravy that we have in the house, in the book. They can also find that there. You know, you can either purchase pre-made biscuits or, you know, you can make our, you know, your own biscuit and just top it off with our country gravy.
Yeah. Is there any trick to biscuits or any kind of baking to keep them strictly vegan?
Yes, I mean we basically substitute your regular milk or your fat milk. You know, your milk, we substitute it for soy milk and your butter for Earth Balance margarine spread, which is basically non dairy also as well. So you can go ahead and keep that vegan. So it's basically substitute doing the same process except removing everything that is dairy for non dairy.
Yeah, I'm looking at your recipe here for the biscuits and white sage gravy, which sounds absolutely delicious. I mean, there's the recipe for the biscuits, but it's the sage, isn't it? The sage, rosemary, garlic.
Yeah, in the gravy. Our gravy is fantastic. I mean, the taste in it, the taste, you know, all the flavors that go in there, all the ingredients that go in there, you know, our gravy is so, you know, we go through so much gravy in our restaurants, you know, it's so delicious.
Yeah, I see. I'm looking at chopped sage. I'm looking at dried marjoram. White pepper, black pepper. That sounds, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about breakfast time? We talked about brunch. Are there certain things that would be meatless for breakfast in particular?
You can obviously make anything that you wanted to your breakfast item. But I mean, our tops, you know, we're still going into, you know, you can have your hash browns, we have sandwich in the restaurant, or you can obviously make it home as well, because we have the recipe for seitan, your own French toast. Well, we have French toast, we have vegan pancakes as well.
Yeah.
We have a sandwich that is called the Monte Cristo, that it's, you know, it's got your seitan, you know, your slices of seitan with bacon, and then you can top it off with silken tofu or scrambled tofu, whatever you want to eat there.
Okay, so it's basically the things in the recipes that we're talking about are all from the Chicago Diner Cookbook, which is available everywhere. But
right.
so those are basically the same ones that you would find for in the brunch category. So let's move on to some of the entrees, for example. And I want to try to focus on some of these ones that are not necessarily seitan or tofu, which are, you know, pretty much substitutes for everything. But for example, you have a recipe for moussaka, which is a Greek lasagna with eggplant. And it really doesn't have any of the substitutes in it. I mean, this is basically a lasagna, an eggplant lasagna, right?
Right, it is. Yeah, it's basically eggplant. You know, again, we come down to how you season everything. You know, what type of ingredients that you use, and it's mostly the seasoning part of the whole process that, you know, that gets you that flavor. Because, you know, you can do the moussaka any way that you want. We ran a special at the restaurant. We added, you know, potato to it. You know, it obviously comes down to you can be creative. You know, our recipes are based, you know, what we've done in the restaurant. But obviously, you can go ahead and, you know, like I said, it comes down to the seasoning and what you want to use in your dish. You know.
Yeah, the only things I've made, you know, moussaka like a traditional Greek recipe. The only thing that I'm seeing that's, you know, very different. The recipe that you have mushrooms and tomatoes and beans and walnuts, and I don't think I've ever had it with walnuts in it, but most of the spices are all pretty much the same. The only thing that I see different really is with the eggplant, where you take a medium-sized eggplant, you slice them into thick circles, and it looks like you're using almond flour and rice, almond milk and rice flour and cornmeal. as opposed to traditional that might use regular milk, regular flour, you know, and you know, that's about it. But otherwise, it doesn't really look that different to me.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't. So, you know, everything that we do, that we try and do is, you know, kind of like have that, you know, we're not trying to imitate anything. We're trying to make our own, you know, but our version is healthier, you know. We try to keep it more plant-based.
Yeah. One of the recipes in the book is for a fettuccine with cashew Alfredo, which is really different.
Right.
Tell us about that recipe.
So that recipe, you know, fettuccine, you know, so basically cashews, you can soak and you can make them creamy as well as you can also make a cheese out of cashews, you know, if you soak them the right way. Even soaking, obviously, you can go ahead and make that into a creamy sauce out of the cashews.
How do you do that out of cashews?
The soaking part. So you gotta make sure that you soak it enough, and then, and, you know, once you have it really soaked, you blend it, you blur it. You can add a little bit of oil to it, obviously.
So you're taking cashew raw and
raw cashew, yeah,
and unsalted, I imagine, right?
Exactly, yes. So the more you soak it, you know, you'll have a softer cashew.
Okay, so you take the cashews. For how long do you soak them?
I mean, it depends. You know, we can soak it for about, you know, 12 hours. Stop. You know, depending on how soft you want your cashew.
12 hours, you said?
You can go up to 12 hours. I mean, I've had recipes that I've worked on that, you know, I can soak them for about as long as 24 hours.
Okay, so you soak the cashews. Are you looking for something in the cashews when you're soaking them, or do you feel them to know when they're ready to be blended?
So it's more on the look and the feel when you take it out of the water. You know, you can feel the cashew, how soft it is.
Okay.
As well as the look on it.
So you're soaking in water, and then when you determine that they're done, you put them in the blender and mix them into a paste?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and that simulates the creaminess of an Alfredo sauce, I guess.
Right. So the creaminess, I mean, obviously that's where you add your almond milk as well, you know, to kind of reduce that thickness. So it turns into like sort of like a pasty, the cashew will turn into like a little pasty base, and then you can use your milk to obviously reduce the thickness of it.
Okay. Wow. That sounds actually really good. Another of the recipes and you just use regular sort of fettuccine or linguine noodles, something like that. Any kind of noodles are okay.
Yeah, as far as my knowledge, most of the noodles are vegan because they have no egg or no dairy in it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Tell me about this spinach turnover recipe that you have. That sounds really good.
Sure. Real quick. I'm trying to remember all these recipes out of, there's so many that we have in the book.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the spinach turnover recipe are very, very similar to these little triangles that you might find in a Mediterranean or Greek restaurant.
Right, exactly.
With phyllo dough, the very thin pastry dough, phyllo dough, that are stuffed with spinach and garlic and onions. Mint and lemon really make the big difference. And it's spinach, of course, fresh spinach leaves, right?
Right, exactly. So you use fresh spinach, and I mean, you can nowadays, like I said, you have so much access to these many vegan ingredients that you can get, non-dairy ingredients or plant-based ingredients you can get at the store. So now you can even get your pastry sheets out of the you can go to Whole Foods or any store, you know, and get all these different items that you can use to substitute instead of making your own. There's already a lot of options of buying your pastry sheet to make your turnover.
Right, right. The dessert section of the Chicago Diner Cookbook has some great desserts of birthday cakes and chocolate mousse. Talks about replacing eggs, replacing fats, key lime pie, you know, lots of desserts like that. But, you know, of course, fresh fruit is also, terrific alternative as well.
Right.
The Chicago Diner Cookbook is available, and you can visit the two Chicago Diner locations at 2333 North Milwaukee Avenue and also 3411 North Halsted Street. Jose, thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us on the radio today.
Nice to talk to you.